Syed Kashua is one of the most popular writers in Israel. He writes a weekly column for the newspaper Haaretz. And he writes it in Hebrew, even though Kashua is Arab and grew up speaking Arabic. He calls the column his little war to bridge the divide between Jews and Palestinians. But the columns are rarely political. They're mostly these funny, sometimes absurd descriptions of everyday life in Israel, moving to a Jewish neighborhood, hiring a Jewish maid, waiting for the cable guy on a day that's supposed to be an important holiday for Palestinians. A new collection of the columns is out in English in a book called Native. It starts in 2006 and ends in 2014, when Hamas militants kidnapped and killed three Israeli teenagers. Then Israeli settlers killed and burned a Palestinian boy. All of that led to a new round of fighting between Israel and Hamas. It was then that Kashua and his family emigrated to the U.S. He now teaches at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And I asked him why his columns are often so funny.
I use a lot of humor, and I follow say that if you want to tell people the truth, you better make them laugh first, otherwise they will shoot you. So it's, I can tell you a joke and maybe you will laugh at the beginning, but it's not about telling jokes. It's about to tell you a joke to have you listen to me, and then maybe I'll tell you another joke that we can laugh together and feel equal. And then I'll tell you a story, hopefully that will make you cry. So I think that's the way that I approach the columns, as a surviving tool, in a way.
Your wife is such an amazing character in these columns. Part of me wishes that I could interview her. I mean, she is so funny and so cynical, and she never gives you a break. Is she there to be a foil, you know, so the character of you can never take himself too seriously? Or is she really like that?
I think that, yes, it's a character. I very much hope that when my wife reads my writings, so she reads it as if she is a character and not the real one. Sometimes she takes it too personally. I used to give her to read the column every week before I send it to the editors. And sometimes she was so mad, are you crazy? You're not going to send that. You're not going to write that about me. So I will go, okay, you have 5 hours. Go ahead, write a column yourself. So I gave her I delivered her the column. I emailed her the column always, but never listened to her opinion about it. I think also I'm not sure that in real life that's the case. I always see my wife as the clever one, as the wise one in the family.
Do you still write about her?
Sometimes, but in a different way, not because she changed or I changed. It's the fact that we are not in Jerusalem any longer. So the whole style of the writing, I guess that the columns that I'm delivering from here, from Champaign to Haaretz, are more politically direct. Probably also due to the political situation getting just worse and more extreme. But also this distance and this sadness of this feeling that I gave up, that I surrendered, that I felt that I lost my small war. So the whole column is different than the columns that I used to write back home, back in Jerusalem.
How do you look back on that decision now?
Still traumatic, the feeling. Very confusing. I knew very well that I cannot stay. Everything collapsed. Everything in my life just collapsed. And it started with the kidnapping of three teenage settlers and then touching the life of the young Palestinian from Jerusalem.
Right.
That was the day that I decided that I have to go now. I'm not sure that I recovered, but I also know that I cannot afford going back yet. I see how much the kids are happier, I guess, here, and I think that they might have a better future not hiding. I couldn't lie anymore to my kids, telling them that they are equal citizens in the state of Israel. They cannot be equal, because in order to fit in and to be accepted and to be a citizen in Israel, you need a Jewish mother. So basically, what I'm trying to tell my kids is just, it's their mother's fault and it's not my fault. So if they... No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
If they ever feel bad about it.
Yeah, if they blame me. Yeah, I blame it on him. But I hope that one day I will gain power somehow and somehow convince myself that there is still hope and go back and fight people who's trying to make that place worth living for both Jews and Palestinians.
Well, Syed Kashua, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.